Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I do want to mention my interaction with Fred Wilpon.
Yeah. Why was he there?
I don't know. I think he still has something with the Mets. I don't think he's like completely gone.
Yeah, maybe.
And he probably lives down there in Florida. Remember, he's a builder. So I think he owns a lot of the property down there. For all I know, he still may own the stadium.
Right.
Clover Park, as it's called now. So I'm sitting down the left field line, and I'm sitting in these wonderful seats where there's a table in front of you, and I'm eating food. Okay, I got a half-eaten sandwich that wasn't that good, so I was done. I finished a hot dog, had a couple of fries, you know, a little plate with some sandwich with a sandwich on it. I'm sitting there next to Pete Hoffman. All of a sudden, I look to my left, and here comes Fred Wilpon. And I did a double take. I was like, Hoff.
And he's making a beat towards you?
He's just walking like towards me, but I'm behind like a walkway.
Yeah.
So there are people walking in front of me.
Right. So he's not coming to see you.
No. And I don't know if he knows me. Right. I don't think I've ever really had any kind of conversation with Fred. My only interaction with Fred Wilpon is that he would throw Cracker Jacks and popcorn to the patrons sitting right below him, right, which me and my dad did for many, many years. But outside of that, no. I knew Jeff Wilpon. He did not like me.
Yeah.
But nothing with Fred.
Okay.
So Fred's walking, he's coming closer, and I'm like, Hoff, is that Fred Wilpon? And he's in shock, too. Like, what's he doing here? So Fred's walking closer, and I wasn't going to say anything. Like, what am I going to say? I don't really know him that well. Right. I don't know if he knows of me. I'm not presumptuous enough to think he knows me. I'm just the guy, so I'm kind of letting it go. And then all of a sudden, as he's walking closer, his eyes connect with my eyes. And then as he's about to pass me, he turns and stops. And I'm like, what is about to happen? And he pulls me close to him. Gives me the finger. Not the bad finger, like, yeah, come over here.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm like, I think he's going to crush me. Like, I think he knows this is the guy who's, like, praying for the Wilpons to sell.
Right.
I think I'm about to get a tongue lashing, which I was going to take like a man. Like, it is what it is. Pulls me closer. Uh-huh. And he says, are you going to finish that sandwich?
No, he didn't.
He says, are you going to finish that sandwich?
Did he say, hey, Evan?
No. Did not say my name.
So he didn't know you.
I have no idea if he knows
me.
I cannot say one way or the other. He pulls me close to say, are you going to finish that sandwich?
Wow.
I'll eat the rest of it.
And what did you say?
I was in like shock.
You were like, hell yeah, I'm finishing it.
And you were smoking delicious. A doobie. I picked up the plate and said, it's all yours. He then laughed and walked away. Did not take the plate.
Wow.
So he asked me for the rest of my lunch,
but
which I was...
didn't actually want it.
But didn't actually take it. That was the last of what we said. There was nothing else. And then he left. What the hell was that?
He must have known who you were.
And that's his way of what? Pranking me?
Yes, pranking you.
Do you have an interpretation of that, Sean?
I think that he wanted to test if you were going to waste food and be a bad human being or not. You know, you're being a gluttonous pig. Finish everything on your plate. I think he's a real humanitarian.
So he was being like my grandfather.
Yeah, finish your food.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Dude, how weird is that? I don't know, man. An old man comes up to you and asks if you're going to finish a sandwich. That's a bizarre situation to be in.
I think he was being funny. Like, I don't know.
But how was his laugh after he said it?
It was just a smile. It was just like a and then he left. And he didn't take the rest of my sandwich.
Did you laugh?
I was freaked out. Like, I turned to Hoff and was like, what was that about?
Well, I think if you don't laugh now, you made him feel awkward.
Well, I smiled back. Like, I wasn't belly laughing. Like, it was the funniest thing ever.
But you said, just go take it. Go ahead.
I offered it to him. I didn't freeze. I picked up the plate and said, here you go. Take the rest of my sandwich. I have no idea.
Hoffman should have ate it and just had crumbs falling all over his face and stared right in his eyes.
I just wish I had it on tape.
That's weird.
It was very strange.
Very odd.
So, yeah, that was my interaction with Fred Wilpon in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Lovely.
Yeah. Lovely guy, by the way. I got nothing bad to say about him. And, by the way, most of my issues was really with Jeff.
Right.
I thought he ran the team horribly. I think Fred was kind of checked out at that point in terms of running the team. And, obviously, we know about the finances and all that and blah, blah, blah. So, there you go.
Was the food good, at least?
Yeah, it was fine. I had the sandwich part I didn't like, but the hot dog was great. I got ice cream. They had Mr. Softee.
Did they?
Oh, my God.
Melt quick and fly. I know it was hot this weekend.
I didn't have a chance to melt quick, Sean.
Oh, you put it down your gullet quick,
I destroyed that. I mean, I devoured that. Dude, there is nothing better than Mr. Softy ice cream on a warm day at a ballpark.
No, it's true.
It is the freaking best. And I can't wait to have it again at Citi Field in like a few weeks. Because that first day, like Sean saw it on Yankees opening day, I don't care about the temperature.
Oh,
like that
matter.
First day, like it's been so long, even though I just had one, like I'm going to devour it. So even if it's 45 degrees at Citi Field whenever I get to that game, I'm going to devour the ice cream.
A little seventh inning arrival.
I'll get there before the seventh inning. I don't know about that.
Yeah, we're used to the seven. We used to be running through over that boardwalk that hasn't been replaced in years.
Yeah, running to Citi Field. Tiki's going to start kicking me out like a 12-4. He's like, get out of here.
Right.
I know you're distracted. Your brain's elsewhere.
You don't even want to talk about whatever we're talking about anymore.
Well, that day's going to be a fun day because that is the day after Yankees-Giants because they open the season on a Wednesday night on Netflix. And then the next day, everybody else opens up the season. By the way, more baseball in a few minutes, including a heated rivalry between teammates. Let's get to a few more of your calls, including Ed in Mohegan. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what do you say, guys? Oh, by the way, that Fred Wilpon thing, that's a rich guy that's used to having everybody laugh at anything he says. That's a bad joke.
Is that what it was? Okay, fair enough.
Exactly what it was. This is a guy who's just used to saying stupid stuff, like talking normal guys and got a little high and things. He just came up
But is he that recognizable that people would just be like, hey, you know, that's Fred Wilpon?
You know what's funny, guys? I didn't see anybody say anything to him. Like, right. I think that... Look, he was the owner years ago. There were great moments under Fred. There were bad moments under Fred. We know the deal. It's a mixed history.
Right.
And I think right now he's irrelevant to Met fans. It's all about Steve Cohen moving on that. I didn't see one person say anything to him, good or bad.
Right.
So there you go. But you may be right. It may be an old man joke, old man, rich man joke.
Yeah, he's just used to it. Yeah, absolutely. And because he's probably usually around other people, not wealthy guys. And they're probably, you know, glued to every word he says. But he's just Fred Wilpon. Anyway, listen, the whole draft thing. All right, now I ask a question to Tiki first. When you became a running back, you know, and Rondé became a corner, did you guys pick those positions or did the positions pick you?
Yeah,
and then I'll ask my question.
Yeah, it was kind of natural. They just kind of happened because I was fast when I was a kid.
Right.
And then he's just a better athlete, so he could play corner easier.
Okay, so you played to your abilities.
Yes.
Like you like the position chose you.
Yes, exactly.
No, all right. So that's why I think the Giants should go with Caleb, because he's from a football family. And I didn't realize Dre Bly was his uncle, so he's got a lot of...
Oh, yeah. Dre Bly is my era down in North Carolina.
Yeah.
He was in North Carolina when I was in Virginia.
Oh, well, oh, yeah, that's right. I just read it. It's not like I knew that.
Right,
I had to look it up. You know, the internet's a wonderful thing.
Right.
But I looked them up, and, like, I just love these guys that come out who are from football families or have brothers and uncles and cousins in the league.
Right.
Because they just, like you look at a guy like, and look, I don't know how close you are with him, but Jeremy Shockey was not the best guy in the locker room. A great talent, but, you know, look, I heard things. I know you know things.
Right.
I want a guy who's got a good football head.
Yeah.
So I look at a guy like that. His brother's, like, you never hear anything bad about his brother in Indy. He let the position, like, he felt. He played baseball, football, basketball. He played it all. He became a safety because that's what he felt he could do.
Right. No, look, you're right. And, by the way, Shockey was loved in our locker room because he was elite at playing the game, period. Now, he got disgruntled as it went on, but early on, everybody loved Shockey. Still my favorite player to play with because he was just a dude. Just straight dude.
Speaking of Jeremy Shockey and being a dude, Paul Arzuman, who works here, is brilliant. He's also like an archivist now for me. He supplied me with the full Mike and the Mad Dog show from the day after Giants Niners.
Oh, really?
The collapse. And so I've been listening to it.
And
you know, and I will pull things that I think are necessarily for an FAN flashback or maybe for you to comment on.
Right.
Not big fans of Jeremy Shockey.
Mm.
And that'll be some of the things I pull because I'm curious to hear you. Tiki's going to argue with a 23-year-old clip of Mike and the Mad Dog. That's what I expect
really?
To happen. Because I think you're going to be pissed off about some of the things you say or they say.
Right.
And I don't think you're just going to laugh at it. I think you're going to argue.
Mm.
And they can't respond because it was a clip from 23 years ago.
It's true.
If he has Doggy, I don't know if he'll remember it.
I guess so.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy game. Artie in Brooklyn. Artie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, man?
Got me?
Yes. What's up?
Yeah.
Man?
So, when I was in Florida, the Hard Rock, and there was a thing on Twitter. It was one of those fake things that the Jets made a trade, got Murray for fourth round pick. So my buddy Joe B is mentioned that he would put some shekels on the Giants winning the division. So I parlayed the Jets and the Giants winning the division when they got Murray, and I found out it was a bogus tweeter.
Oh, no.
So I ripped up the ticket.
What are the odds, by the way, on that? The Giants and Jets both winning the division.
I put 100, and I would have got 3,800 back.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So anyway, and now I'm listening to you, and I'm going, ripped up the ticket! If they get Murray now,
yeah.
I mean, listen. I wanted Murray, and then I was thinking, wouldn't it be better just to draft in the first couple of rounds, the first two, either Simpson, Beck, or the Adler kid, and see if you could develop. So get Geno Smith, use him for four games. Do exactly what the Giants did last year.
They
took the number two pick. They got Dart. They signed a veteran quarterback. They used him for four games. And then now they got their franchise quarterback. I want that.
Yeah,
That's what I want.
I want that, except the veteran is seeing if he can get anything out of Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Because I've said this to Tiki many times. I like competition more than, you know, eventually you're the guy. And with Geno Smith, eventually whoever you draft is going to play. But if Kyler Murray is the veteran that's here, and maybe you get him on a 1 or 2 year deal, there's no guarantee. If Kyler does a great job, he could take the job.
I also think it's a little bit... it gets a little dicey because I don't know what Kyler's going to cost. The numbers, it's confusing to me.
Yeah, and how many years, too? I also don't know.
Yeah, is he going to settle for a one-year deal, or is it going to be a multi-year thing?
So right now, on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, the Jets are 20-1 to win the division. The Giants are 6-1. If you parlay it into one bet, and you bet $100, you would win $11,000. So
You think I should do that?
Wow.
I can't do that.
Jets have no chance to win the division. The Giant one is fun. Like, the Giants can absolutely have a big turnaround. We all know that.
But
the
Jets can. That's a hell of a parlay, though.
That's something. That's how they get you on these parlays. You're drawn in by the $11,000, and you forget that it has no chance of happening.
Yeah.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.